Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Brother Tramar. I forgot to do that. And as you can see, our pastor is not here. He has risen. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was wrong. He is with his son and his father. And so they're away this week. And so I was figuring it up. It's been 6 years since I've been, or 5.5 years since I've been since I was a pastor. And so it'd be 6 years since I've preached a Mother's Day message. There's not a lot of preachers that give up their pulpits on Mother's Day because there's actually people there to preach to. Because people come out for Mother's Day, and so I'm very honored that Pastor allowed me to do that, and I'm glad that Billy thought it was Pack a Pew Sunday too. So packing out. Glad to see Brandon back with us, and I appreciate all of you being here, and I appreciate all the moms. I stole this from somewhere. Mother's Day is for every mom, expected moms, existing moms, empty nest moms, and elderly moms. It's for all moms, and that's what Mother's Day is about, and we do honor you mothers, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning is honor thy mother. Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 through 3. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." How many times our children had to memorize this, or how many times we told them to memorize this verse, right? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Well, I just don't know what's right. Obey your parents. The Bible says it's right. And then it goes on to say, and he's going to quote from Exodus chapter 20 here, and also Deuteronomy. We'll look at those in a moment. But he says, "Honor thy father and thy and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Verse 3, here's the promise, "that it may be well with thee. And the second thing is that thou mayest live long on the earth." Now, you say, well, it's Mother's Day. And I've been praying for this for a while and really struggled getting a Mother's Day message because I don't know if y'all know this or not, but I've never been a mother. I thought that was pretty shallow there. So I really can't say it. And by the way, there's not a lot of examples in the Bibles of mothers and their children necessarily. But I do know this is that I've been a son for 40 years. I've been around my mother for 40 years. I know that our role to our mother is so important as children. I believe that we live in a society today where mothers are so stressed out over their children, they're worried about their children, that there's a sense of almost depression about their children. And I think today, if you wanted to give a gift to your mother, it would be to honor her. Amen. And I believe, by the way, that's what the Lord would want you to do. And I'll show you that through the Scripture this morning. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for this church, and thank you for our pastor, and ask that you bless him and watch over them this week. And Father, I do pray that you bless right here, right now, that you would show up in such a matter that, God, your presence would be made known through the Holy Spirit working in hearts. And Father, I pray that if there be one here today, God, that does not know Jesus Christ, their Savior, I pray, God, through the Holy Spirit, you convict their hearts. And through your word, that it would, Lord, shine light into that darkness of their hearts and their minds that have been blinded by Satan. And Father, I pray today that you'd encourage the Christian, Lord, us as children today. And Father, maybe our mothers have gone on, but Lord, this will still be applicable to us. And Lord, I pray that you would bless today. And Lord, I ask that you'd help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I do realize that Mother's Day is not always a happy day for some people. I know sometimes it's a sad day because some of you have lost your mother, that they passed on and things like that. And I want to say to you that you being a child is not over with. You having, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, is that you now maybe have grandkids. Maybe there's always somebody we are influencing. As people, as Christians, we're always influencing somebody. By the way, I was watching Ava down there. I love it. I love the kids. I love the kids. She's already making an influence on her brother. And, you know, you think about how we always have an influence on other people. But honoring our parents is the highest calling and the greatest task we face in our Christian life. We do not honor paintings or great works of art or things of monetary value. We honor people. That's what we do when we stand up here and we say we love our military and we pray for our military. Why? Because we ought to honor them. We ought to honor them. By the way, the greatest hospitals in America should be our VA hospitals. Why? Because we ought to honor them for fighting for our rights. And unfortunately, it's not opposite of what I just said. I believe that we ought to honor our, pastor. I think he has an office that has been set above all offices. And whether you agree with him all the time, you don't have to. You must honor your pastor. And I'm glad I'm in a church that does that. I've been in churches where a pastor was just another man in the pew, that he was just another man that walked into church and preached to us, and then that's all he was. But I'm glad I'm in a church where we do honor our pastor. I wish we was in a church where we would honor our associate pastor a little more. There's a secretary's day, pastor's day, but there's no associate pastor and you pastor day. All right, I'm sorry. I had to let that go. I feel better now. I'm just kidding. Almost. But I'm just being for real. But you think about how we ought to honor our pastor. We ought to honor our wives, husbands. Wives, you ought to honor your husband. And by the way, but God didn't necessarily command us to do that. Now later that we see in the New Testament, He said, honor all men, and that's what we ought to do. But here God specifically points back to the Old Testament law, and He pulls Exodus 20 back out, and He places it in Ephesians, because Ephesians is telling us how to live a Spirit-filled life. Ephesians chapter 6 primarily is telling us how to be children, how to be servants, and how to be soldiers in this Scripture. And He tells us that in order to be the children that we ought to be, we ought to do two things. We ought to, number one, obey. That's when you're a child. When you come before the age that you're a grown person and you move out on your own, you are to obey your parent. Why? Because this is right. This is what God would have you to do. You say, you don't know my parents. I don't have to know your parents. Obey them in the Lord. By the way, if you don't have great parents, pray that they become great parents. As a child. And then the second thing He tells us in verse 2, He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. With promise. Exodus 20, I'll just read it for you, 12 says, and this is the fifth commandment that God gave. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, obviously, He was talking about the land of Canaan. That's where they were trying to get to. He was giving them a law so that they could prepare their life for living in Canaan land. And so He says, if you want to live long in Canaan land, you will honor your parent. You will obey your parent. By the way, here's the thing. You say, will I live longer if I obey my parents? I guarantee you, you're going to escape a lot of things if you listen to mom and daddy. How many times my mother would say, don't ride your four-wheeler like that. Don't ride that motorcycle like that. Why? Because she was trying to help me. And by the way, there's many times I'm glad I listened to mom. I may not be here today. I'm glad I had a mom that loved me. I'm glad I had a mom that loved the Lord greater than she loved anybody. By the way, if you've got a mother that loves the Lord, you've got a mother, wow. You ought to just thank God for a mother that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, there's a lot of kids here, that maybe a lot of youth, maybe a lot of other kids back here, and they're like, Mom makes me go to church every Sunday. You ought to be, hallelujah. You may not love it now, but I guarantee you one day you're going to look back and say, thank you, Mama. We see Deuteronomy 5:16 says it again. He gives the law again. He says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee. I love that. In the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He's given you a commandment to honor your mother, honor your father, your parents. And so why should a child honor his mother? I give you three things real quick as an introduction. Number one, because it's a commandment. Verse 2 tells us that God gives us a commandment that we ought to honor. By the way, He's not just repeating in Ephesians chapter 6 something that's in the Old Testament that doesn't apply to us today. He's telling us that these things, yes, though they may be the law, and by the way, we're grateful that we don't live under the law, that we live in grace, but we ought to do these things not because we have to, but because we want to. You ought to want to honor your mom. You ought to want to honor your dad today. You say, it's not Father's Day. It's always Mother's Day and Father's Day. And God doesn't look down here and say, oh, they're having Mother's Day today. It should always be Mother's Day and always be Father's Day and Associate Pastor's Day. I just have to make sure you're listening. I was telling my class this morning how sometimes we have preconceived ideas what people are going to say. And my wife can tell you, I go to restaurants sometimes and the waitress will come and she'll say, "How are you doing today?" I say, "Horrible. How are you?" She's like, "Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're doing great. I'm doing fine too." She didn't hear a word I said, you know, and that happens a lot. But by the way, this is not a suggestion from God. Amen. By the way, honoring your mother and your father is not a suggestion from God. It's a commandment of God that we ought to do, that we ought to honor them. Why? Because it's a command. Number two, why should we do it? Verse 3 tells us, notice what he says. He says that it may be well with thee. Number two, because it's correct. It is the correct thing to do, is to honor your parents. Notice what he said about obeying. He said, for this is what? Right or correct. This is right. This is correct. You ought to do what God tells you to do. And then the third thing we see, because it's conditional. I love that. He says, if you honor your mother and father, it's going to be well with you and you're going to live long. Amen. Amen. How many lives have been cut short because they didn't listen to their parents? How many drunk drivers out there because they didn't listen to mom and daddy? How many lives have ended up in suicide because they didn't listen to mom and daddy? Hey, listen, God's trying to help us. And I believe that we ought to hear. By the way, I've never seen a mother, even at the worst state of mother, that would want harm upon their children. There's something with you moms. They call it maternal instincts, I think is what they say. You spent 9 months, we know, we hear this. I spent 9 months longer with that baby than you did. I have a bomb with that baby that you ain't gonna have. I'm like, hallelujah. You deserve it. You know, hallelujah. You take that credit because you carry that. Hey, I don't want it. You know? I ate too much for supper, and I'm like, man, I'd hate to know I had to deal with that 9 months, and it grow. Amen. While we're over there sleeping, they're over there pacing the floor, holding their backs, you know. Hallelujah. Thank God for mamas. Amen. Any man want to take that job over? You crazy. You are crazy. You need Jesus if you think that's something you want to take over. I'm thankful for moms. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a wife that hey man, carried three of ours. Hallelujah. I'll let her have that job. That is hers. I'll honor her for that. Amen. I will tell my children to honor your mother for that. If nothing else, it's right to honor your mom and what she goes through. But it's a conditional. We ought to do it because it's conditional. You say, what do you mean? Well, in the Old Testament, here is the Jewish law. Here's what the law said in Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. Here it is. I'm going to read it to you. Let me see if you would honor your parents a little more back in those days. It says, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him. Hallelujah, I've had that done. And bring him out unto the elders of the city and unto the gates of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and drunkard. And all men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel hear and fear. Hello. I'm pretty sure there was a time in Michael Wiggins' life where he fit both of those categories of stubborn and rebellious. And I'm still here. Aren't you glad you're not under the law? There would be no youth section. There would be no adult section. Amen. All we'd have is children somehow. They'd have to get here somehow. But all of us, listen, that's what the law said. The law said that you're to stone the child who is stubborn and rebellious. And here's what Jesus was telling them through the voice of Moses. He said, just obey your parents and honor them so you don't have to go down that road. Just honor them. Matthew 5:14 says, for God commandeth, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. How about y'all? But I'm ready to go to heaven, but I'm not ready to die necessarily. I'm very thankful I'm under grace today. But you say, well, we're under grace. We don't have to do that. The law still applies to us in the act of living. That we ought to want to honor our parents and honor our fathers and mothers. Let me ask you this question this morning. Now I get right into the meat of it. How can you, or how can I, honor our mothers this morning? Number one, I give you this. with our life. With your life. You can honor your mother this morning with your life. The greatest thing that can ever happen to a child's life is to bring peace and joy to his mom's life. It is for her that to know that her child is saved. That's the greatest enjoyment that a mom has, is to know that her child has trusted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, as her personal Savior. We ought to think about what Ephesians is trying to tell us here. Honor our mother. Well, how do we do that? We honor them by being saved. Why in the world would you want your mother to worry about whether you're going to spend eternity with her or not, or with God or not? I would hate to know that my mother, and by the way, if my mom was here, she would tell you, and she'll be here next week, or some week, and she would tell you that before my brother got saved, my brother was, and my brother works at a boys' home now, runs a boys' home now. I'm thankful for that. My brother was a drunkard. He was a drug addict and all these things. I mean, it was a rough life, and my mom missed a lot of nights of sleep. My mom would call me all the time. Once I started pastor, she said, pray for your brother. I got to go get him again. He's down at the county jail. She said, and she would tell me all the time, she'd say, it's just about to put me in an early grave. And I felt the stress of my mom, where she had to worry whether my brother was going to make it home or not, or whether he was going to be alive. And my mom hated getting those phone calls. Y'all remember the days before cell phones? Remember y'all used to have the little thing that sat on the counter that went, you remember? I remember the days. Some of y'all remember, you know. But I remember the days. Oh, messed up. Start over. Oh, forget it. I'm not calling them. Right? I just ran across the field and talked to them. But my mom, late at night, I remember many times that phone would ring. She'd say, I don't want to answer it. And my mom did get those calls many times. My brother was found one time unconscious, almost had bled to death. He had got hit with a billy club over his head and had been picked up by an officer on the side of the road. My brother was almost gone. They said if he would have been out there just a little bit longer, his life would have been done. He had had a very large split down his head. And matter of fact, my brother will be here in a few weeks. Look at his head. He's still got the scar where he got hit. And there was a lot of things that happened to my brother and my mom. Boy, it would just tear her up. But I'm going to tell you the greatest day in my mom's life. I thought it would have been when I was born, but it wasn't. It was the day that my brother got saved. My brother's in his mid-30s and gets saved. Hallelujah. My mom, I remember her, us talking about it and her calling me and we talking about it. She's like, oh, my soul, just talking about, hey, now I can sleep at night. Now I can lay my head on that pillow and know that my sons are saved. And there's only two of us and both of us are saved. She said, and then my mom, you know, she's so excited. It seemed like it just rejuvenated my mom to know that my brother was saved and that I was saved. That's how you honor your mother with your life. You give it to Jesus Christ and let Him have it. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior, and your mom does, you're never going to see her again in eternity. You'll split hell wide open as your mother enjoys the greatness and the wonderfulness of heaven. I would hate to know that my mom got to heaven and she's waiting on me, and I don't get there. By the way, Jesus doesn't wipe away all the tears until the last judgment, which is a great white throne judgment. This morning, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the greatest gift that you could ever... By the way, it's the greatest gift, period. Whether your mom's here or not, is to know that you know Jesus Christ is your Savior. You say, well, I was baptized one time. I'm not asking about baptism. I'm not asking about church membership. I'm asking, have you ever placed your faith in Jesus Christ, what He did on the cross of Calvary for you? And you say to Him, oh, you took my place, and you trust on what He did, and you take Him as your Savior? That's salvation. This morning, Ephesians is telling us how to live the Christian life, how to live the Spirit-filled life. How are you going to live that? By honoring your parents. How are you going to honor your parents? With your life. Then we see the second thing this morning. This is going quick. We're going to be at the restaurant before everybody else. Maybe not. Number two. By the way, talking about your life, just let me say this. Is that if you'd read the book of Ephesians, it tells you how to live that life. It tells you as a saved person how to live that life. Matter of fact, if you go back to chapter 5, verse 1, it says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. That's it. You follow God, Mama's pleased. My mom told me whenever we were going to move to Texas, my parents are in Florida. It's 12 hours away, 11 hours, 10 hours, according to how you drive. And according to who you get behind, right? And I never will forget when we were moving out here, I didn't want to tell Mom that God was impressing upon our heart to move to Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I was like, Mom, actually, my pastor told me that I was moving to Fort Worth, Texas to go to school. He didn't give us, we didn't have choices back then. And I went to my mom, I was like, Mom, I think the Lord wants us to go to Fort Worth. I just said it real quick. She's like, what? Where are you moving to? Fort Worth. She said, are you staying in Fort Worth? This is the way I remember it in my mind. It may not have went down this way. But I remember her telling me, I thought, man, my mom's going to be brokenhearted, because I was a little selfish because I thought me being around my mom made her happy. Apparently not. Well, I mean, after I got her calmed down, I mean, she was shouting her through the house. She was like, no, I'm just kidding. But she said, Michael, she said, I'd rather have you in the will of God away from me than to have you out of the will of God close to me. And God's going to take your life. He'll either use it or he'll take it or he'll put it on a shelf. And I was so thankful for that thought of my mom, that saying of my mom, that she was a godly enough woman that she knew that was God's will for me to move out here. Now, was it hard? Oh, yeah, I didn't have no family out here in Texas. But, man, I got a big family now. 20 people I met 20 years ago are still my family. You know what? I'm very thankful that my mom didn't get upset because of God's will. I'm glad that my mom had a relationship with God, and she always used to tell me, she said, I knew you was going to move away. She said, I knew that's what God would do with you. And my mom told me the other day, she had another epiphany. And I'm not going to tell you all what that epiphany is, because it doesn't involve me being an associate pastor, but I told her, I said, Mom, your visions are getting mixed up now or something. You know, you got to stay off the coffee. But she's like, you know, the Lord just wants to use it. Boy, I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for a mother that just wants God to use my life. But you know what? I'm definitely not bragging. But I'm glad as Michael Wiggins and my brother Gary Wiggins can look at our parent, my mom in specific, and know that she's knows that we're in the will of God. Well, with our life, still tough to be away from your mom. Number two, let me go on with your love. You can honor your parents. You can honor your mother with your life and with your love. By the way, love is not just saying I love you. Love is action. Love is through us being... By the way, we never get too old to honor and love our parents. As long as they're on this earth, we ought to love them with all the love that we can. Love your mother. Invest in her just as she has invested in you. By the way, I understand that not all children that are here this morning have the greatest mom, or whatever you want to call it. But I want to remind you, all of us are sinners. Moms make mistakes, just like we as kids make mistakes. You know who have always had forgive me quicker? Was it my father or was it my mother? Everybody say it. It's mama. Daddy harbored it a little longer than mama did. And daddy would bring it up more than mama would too. Just 2 weeks ago, you know, man, he never forgets anything, you know? And mom was like, my mom was always like this with my dad. My dad was a pretty brutal guy, so she's like, no. Now, Donald, that's my dad's name. She's like, Donald, she's like, just calm down, you know? We forgave him that. Hallelujah for that. I'm glad that my mom loved me, but you know what? We ought to turn and invest love back into our mothers. Don't just love her with your lips, but love her with your actions. Love is an expression that we do through our life. And let me give you the last thing, and I'm done this morning. The last thing I believe how we can honor not only with our life and with our love, but I believe this. I begin to think about the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians tells you how to live the Christian life, so that when you live the Christian life, you live the Christian life, a Spirit-filled Christian life. And when you live the Spirit-filled Christian life, not only do you affect today, but you affect tomorrow. But also when you die, you still keep affecting people. By the way, Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, and he's still affecting us today. Charles Haddon Spurgeon is dead and gone, but he is still affecting us today. Why? Because they leave a legacy. And you are to honor your parents with a legacy, with a legacy. You say, how do I do that? You know what? I've learned this in the last few years too. Is that once you begin to have kids, you don't exist. My mom called yesterday and she first thing she says, how's my babies? That doesn't mean Michael Wiggins and Gary Wiggins. That means all her grandbabies. I told her, I said, they're not talking to you. No, I didn't. But, man, I'm telling you what. My mom and Donya's mom, they love those grandbabies. Don't they, Crystal McKinney? The rest of you that have grandbabies, y'all love those grandbabies, don't you? What do you want from your grandbabies? You want them, their life to be given unto the Lord and for them to love you. By the way, as parents, we ought to want to raise our kids right. Number one, for the Lord. Number two, for them. But also to leave a legacy. Because who's going to carry on the work that we have here unless we train up a child the way he should go when he's older and not depart from it? If we don't begin to train this next generation, guess what? There's not going to be a legacy. And I know for my mom, she loves to hear that Shelby and Brody sing. She loves that. She always says, hey, send me a video of them sing. She loves that. Why? Because that's her legacy. But I'm leaving the legacy for her also. I'm returning that. And we ought to train up our child. Why? Because we ought to teach them just as Ephesians does to live a Spirit-filled life. One of the greatest joys in a mother's life I've come to learn is being a grandmother. Y'all can say amen. Look at y'all. Y'all don't want to look at your kids because they're sitting beside you and go, right on right there, Pastor. Or, you know. And nobody will say that out loud, do they? But I know this. Grandmothers, y'all say this all the time, that if we could have had grandkids without our kids, we would have done that first. That is so hateful. What about us? You can't get to grandparenthood until you go through us. Amen. We made that happen for you. At least show us a little love. Don't forget about us. My parents are going to, Donya's parents are coming in, my parents are coming in, my brother's coming in for Shelby's graduation. I guarantee you, first thing they're going to do when they walk through the door, grandbabies. We know now, we just go ahead. Why? Because that's a legacy that my mom sees and Donya's mom sees and you see. That what you have invested in your child is being passed on. By the way, you read the life of Paul. One thing that you see Paul telling Timothy, in 1 and 2 Timothy, is he's wanting Timothy to take the reins. And he's trying to teach Timothy, and he's trying to train Timothy, and he's trying to pass the reins on to him. Why? Because when Paul passes off the scene, Paul still wants to know that the ministry is going forth. And as a mother, and boy, and I'm starting to think about it, I have an 18-year-old now that's going to graduate. I don't know how that happened. I mean, I really don't. I look back and I go, wow, we were looking at pictures this week. I'm going, oh, man, I'll cry at anything. And I'm man enough to say that. But we were looking at pictures, man. I was like, man, Shelby was just, she was like that. When Shelby was born, Shelby got down to 2 pounds and 2 ounces. I could hold her in my hand and her feet would just barely hang over. Matter of fact, I got her a Tweety Bird when she was born. And it was the same size as her at Harris Methodist Hospital in downtown Fort Worth. What happened? She's a big girl. She's 18. Going to graduate. What do I want for Shelby? I want when she has kids 20 years from now. To make sure her kids are in church. And they're serving the Lord in some capacity so that Daddy can sit back and praise the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for letting my children leave a legacy to me and to you. Whatever you teach your kids to do, that's normally what they do. And by the way, sometimes it's less than what you teach them to do. If you teach your kids to come on Sunday morning, they're gonna miss Sunday mornings. You teach your kids to read their Bible once a year, they will never read their Bible. You teach them every day, then three quarters, hallelujah. Anybody, any other parent like that? Hey, if my child would just give me three quarter effort, hallelujah. We're shooting for 100. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Brody is the master at 50%. His speed, 50%. I'll be out of the car in the house before Brody ever gets out of the truck. He is like a slug sometimes. And sometimes I lock him in there because I'm already at the house and I'm boop, boop. And then I get in the house and I hear, wah, wah, wah. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm coming. You know? And he started speeding up a little bit. I'm like, hallelujah. You know? If we're at 55% now, praise the Lord Jesus for that. And I'm picking on him. But he's starting to speed it up now. He knows, hey, I got to get out of the car, you know? And I say, Brody, will you do this? And he's like, I will do that. And now he's like, I'll do that. Yeah. And so we're getting better. Good job, bro. And we're working on it. But what do I want from Brody's life? I want him to honor and glorify the Lord. I want Brody to give the Lord 100%. That way when me and Mama over here and Bailey will be with us. When we're retired, we're like 90. We can look at those grandkids and those great grandkids and still see them serving the Lord. Well, that's a great gift that my kids could give me. It's to see that there's a legacy. And by the way, I look around this auditorium. We always pick on the Reed Day clan. But I'm going to pick on you again. Because some of them not in here. It's still over there cleaning. But, man, what a legacy. That, now I saw Casey this morning. And I was thinking about Brother Clark. Man, he looks at his children's in church. And his mom looks at those children and sees those. Man, what a legacy. What a legacy to have your kids in church and serving God instead of out there in the world and you don't know what they're doing. Parents, can I just encourage you? I know this is off subject. Pray for your kids. Amen. Satan's out there trying to draw them in. Amen. This morning, I want to ask you, how have you honored your parent as a child? When's the last time through your life that you honored her and through your love and action? And what about a legacy? That's how you can honor your, you know, your parents may be going on, but continue that legacy of godliness and serving the Lord. Continue that. That's what Paul said. Continue down the things that thou hast heard, the things that thou was taught. He said, continue. That's what he told Timothy. He said, Timothy, continue these things and teach others that they may teach others also. Why? Because this must continue. And if it doesn't continue, we're going to have a catastrophe. In America, but also all around the world. Because if you think about it, all the missionaries all around the world are dependent on America. Amen. Used to, we were dependent on England. Now they're dependent on us. And if we drop the ball, if we stop the legacy, it not only stops here, but it stops all around the world. This morning, your child here this morning, and you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior, can I just emphatically beg you to come and let somebody take a Bible and show you how you can be saved this morning. Because that's the greatest way to honor your mom. That's the greatest. You say, well, she's gone on. That's okay. You get to go with her. You get to go where she is. But if you're here this morning and you know you're saved, then how's your legacy going? How's your love going? And how's your life going? Is it honoring to that one who put you on this earth? By the way, one thing that is destroying America is abortion. Millions of babies die every year in this world. And what's going to be something is that they're all going to be in heaven. I believe that with all my heart. But you know what? This morning, we ought to just give honor. I'm very thankful my mom gave birth to me and gave me life. I'm thankful that my mom not only gave life to me, and I know it's through the Lord, but she also kept me in church. She showed me the way of Christ. I'm very thankful for that. By the way, I'm going to put a little plug in there. My mom was a single mother for most of my life, too. If you're a single mother, you can do it. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's how you do it. That's how my mom did it. She did it through Christ. My mom didn't do it in her own strength. She did it through Christ. If you got mom and dad in the home, woo, you got a team. Use that team and raise those kids. Moms, thank you. By the way, there's nothing like a mom. I'm an EMT by trade. I've been in the medical field for a long time. My kids get hurt, guess who they come to? I'm like, I've got my bag ready. They don't come to me. They don't like me. That's the way I feel. They go to mama. Mama. And I go, it's a scratch. Suck it up. But not mama. Right? Come here, baby. Show mama. My boy's going to be feminine if you don't let him get scratched up. But man, they go to mom. By the way, I remember as a kid, I didn't go to daddy. Daddy thought you put chewing tobacco on everything. My dad didn't even chew. That's weird. You got a bee sting? Chewing tobacco. You got a cut? Chewing tobacco. I don't know why that was true. But man, it was something about crawling up in the lap of my mom. And it really wasn't about that I needed her to be a doctor. It was just I needed her to be a mom. By the way, this morning, moms, maybe your child still needs you to be a mom. And just love on them and care for them. No matter where they're at in life, just love them. Let's stand this morning. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing hymn 167. I'm going to pray. If you bow your heads real quick this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior. We got men and ladies down front that have a Bible. The greatest gift, the greatest way you could ever honor your mom is to come down front this morning and get saved. If God's dealing with your heart, here in just a moment when we begin to sing, I want you to come down. I want you to grab one of these guys or ladies down here and just ask them, how can I know that I'm saved this morning? They'll show you. If you're here this morning, maybe you just want to come, pray for your child, pray for your mom. Maybe you want to go to your mom, say, Mom, I love you. Maybe you haven't told her in a while. Whatever the case is, the altars are open here after we pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for the Scripture, God, that you told us to honor our mother and father. And Lord, we want to do that with our life and Lord, with our love and with the legacy that we can leave. And Lord, we pray this morning that if there be one here this morning that does not know Jesus Christ, your Savior, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. Father, I pray for each kid here today. I pray that you'd be with them. And Lord, help them to be an example. And Lord, help them to live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, also be with our mothers here. Thank you so much for them. I ask you to bless this invitation now in Jesus' name. Amen. If